Commission, Teresa Allen's the secretary. Will you call the roll, please, Teresa?
Yes, it's 1:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lisa Davis?
Yes, present.
Thank you. Is Ebon Dooley on the
present.
Call?
Present.
Great. Thank
Welcome.
You so much.
Welcome
Patty,
back.
Patty Heffley? I'm not hearing Patty Heffley. Ray LaForest?
Maybe that's the man from
yes.
Static.
Ray LaForest, thank you. Ambrose
yes.
Lane?
Here.
Thank you, thank you, Ambrose. Bob Lederer?
Here.
Alan Minsky?
Here.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Present.
Thank you. Sar Brandawa?
Here.
Thank you. Rip Robbins?
Present.
Thank you. Rob Robinson?
Here.
Thank you. Deb Shafto?
Here.
Thank you. Zarina Shakir? Doesn't seem to be here. Phil Jackson?
Right here.
Thank you so much. Don White?
Here.
Really? LaVarn Williams?
Present.
Thank you. David Adelson?
Here.
David Adelson?
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Mary Berg?
Present.
Evelyn Bethune?
Peace.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
A.C. Bird?
Here.
Thank you. Patty Heffley? I'm not hearing Patty Heffley. We have quorum, Mr. Chair. Oh, I'm
okay.
Sorry. Is Greg Gooma on the call?
Yes, I am, barely.
Thank you very much.
Okay, when last we left this agenda, we were at a on a motion by Lane. The agenda as it remains for today is first the motion by Lane regarding the Programming Committee and National Programming. Second, the DiRienzo suspension. Third, the motion on committee participation by PNB members who are not members of that committee. I'm recommending, and I'd like to the consent of the board, that the times that are allotted for those be 45 minutes, 20 minutes, and 20 minutes, respectively. Is there any objection to those times? Okay, hearing none, we'll do that. Now, the executive director has asked, since he's in the midst of having to rent a car and can't be here for reliably for the next few minutes, that we consider changing the order so that he can be present for the motion on national programming.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
I object.
Okay, we'll get to that. So just to clarify your motion, Ambrose, are you asking that we move the suspension or the committee participation motion forward?
Well, I'm saying that we ought to reverse the order, 4, 3, okay. and 2.
Right.
Okay. The motion is to reverse the order of consideration of items. Is there a second to that?
Second. Second.
Okay. There's been an objection. Alan,
yes.
Would you like to speak to your
Yeah. Opinion? I had Rob and David. David even said at the beginning of the executive session, many of you might have heard, contact me requesting
please,
me to participate.
Mr. Chair, let us not talk about what we discussed in executive session.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry. Just that I should be on the programming call. People were requesting my presence. I will leave the call at 11. I'm wondering if the executive director can give us a time when he would be available, and we can pick up the programming discussion immediately once he's available so I can participate in the programming session because I leave instantly at 11. And again,
about 20 minutes from now, I'm in a rental place. I just need to get to a safe place. I'm signing a contract.
Okay. Then I'd like to amend Ambrose's motion so that we go one of the other agenda items first and programming second, not third, which is what Ambrose just outlined.
I need you to be more specific than one of the other motions.
Okay, the third agenda item first.
4, 2, and 3.
He said
motion.
4.
Four, one.
Hang on. Alan, what is your motion?
Motion that we do the DiRienzo first, the programming second, and also that, and then proceed with the agenda in order as it was previously, and that at 20 minutes time certain we go to programming.
Okay.
That works for me.
That's been seconded. Okay. I'll take two
Point of information, Mr. Chair, Mary Berg. Yes. I thought that you had suggested the DiRienzo item be extended to 45 minutes.
No. 45 minutes on programming, 20 minutes on each of the others.
Okay.
All right, so
that's what it is. Okay.
Is this a substitute motion, Mr. Chair?
Yes, it is. Is there
okay.
any... I'll take two pro and two con on the substitute. Who's speaking opposed to the substitute? Hearing no debate in opposition, may we adopt the substitute without objection?
Sure.
We'll adopt that, and so may we proceed in that fashion then?
Now that we've made the substitute, do we need to vote on the motion, Mr. Chair?
Not if there's no objection.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we'll proceed with the De Rienzo suspension issue. What, the motion was a motion, I believe, by Sandy Weinman at our PNB meeting in I believe it was New York City. It's all a fog now. And the motion was to reinstate Mr. De Rienzo, if I'm correct. Is that the motion, Teresa? Reinstate Paul De Rienzo to the local station board.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So that is the motion. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Then that's on the floor for debate.
Don White.
Evelyn.
Teresa Allen.
I would like to get on the stat.
Okay. I hear Don, Evelyn, Teresa, and Lisa. Don?
Well, you know, I'm going to vote for this motion, but I would like to say what I think this is not about. I don't think this is about whether the WBAI-LSB had the right to discipline a member. I believe they did. I believe the behavior that they acted on was pretty bad. So this is not a debate about whether or not the behavior of
the... Oh, you're in the bathroom?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Hello.
Greg, can you mute yourself, please, with pound pound one?
So I want to acknowledge first the absolute right of the LSB in New York to discipline a member. The question to me is whether or not this board, the PNB, will allow one of our subcommittees to fairly permanently disenfranchise the voting rights of a member and the constituency of that member. And I believe the present period of time, which the member has endured a fairly strong discipline, lack of voting rights, I believe now needs to be changed. I'll close these comments by saying, I believe people can change. I believe the member needs to have a chance to change and show that he can become a responsible member, respecting the decorum of the LSB meetings. And finally, I'll say, if we were to take the position in the U.S. penal system that we lock people up and throw away the key, that people cannot change, that people cannot become, really valuable members of a society again, what we would do is throw away keys. I don't think we can throw away the key on this member of the WBAI-LSB, and that he needs the opportunity after this very severe penalty to return to voting rights. And if he cannot respect the decorum of the LSB, then that body has a right to move again against him.
Thank you. Evelyn.
I would like to also suggest that if we vote to put the member back in place, that there be some type of overview in terms of continued behavior, and that if that behavior continues, that it is dealt with immediately and not drag on into infinitum. Because I do believe that his constituency does need to have a voice.
Okay. Do you have a specific motion on that point you'd like to bring, or amendment?
I would like to amend the motion to stipulate that over a a 90-day period, that behavior, or, you know, I don't want to put a time period on it because anybody can behave well for a set period of time, but then revert back. That, you know, there be some type of review attached to that. I would like to move, make a motion or an amendment to that
Could you specify review by whom?
Review by, well, by the members of the LSB to be, you know, cognizant and to make that a part of his reinstatement.
That his conduct will be reviewed by the LSB?
By the LSB, yes.
Okay, so there's a motion to amend the motion to reinstate that the behavior of the member will be reviewed by the LSB in 90 days. I'll say that before I ask for a second, I'm not certain that this motion would be in order under Roberts, but
probably not.
If it's ambiguous, I'll accept it. The chair will accept it for the moment. If, however, it turns out to be in conflict with provisions of Roberts on further review, we may have to revisit it. But is there a second to the motion?
I second.
Okay, there's a second to the motion to amend.
Mr. Chair, can I cut on the stack?
You are next, as a matter of fact.
Okay. I absolutely agree with everything that Don White said. I think it was absolutely eloquent, and I think that goes to this amendment. I do not think it was reviewed by the LSB in 90 days. I have sent emails at least twice to the chair of the WBAI LSB recommending that she go to the Center for Nonviolent Communication or some uninvolved group to send someone, to have someone at those meetings to monitor the communication that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
To see if people are, you know, are being left out or not being called upon or are, you know, accused of various things. And you know, whether people are acting out and disrupting the business. And so a review, an objective review could be done. So I'm opposed to the amendment. I think that that they should make it a habit or start right now and bring someone in that's unobjective to attend those meetings. And then I'm for the motion to reinstate.
Okay, do you want to make an amendment to the effect that you just described?
You mean amend the amendment that in 90 days they review, for, that they have this reviewed, that they, okay, I'll amend it.
Okay, that's good. I would accept somebody else coming in from the nonviolent or wherever, as long as there is a person, someone
think what you
to do,
do
it.
I think what you want to do, Teresa, is propose a substitute amendment.
Okay. I propose, Alan proposes a substitute amendment that the LSB find a volunteer from a unrelated organization to monitor the communication for the next 90 days and give them feedback.
Okay, that's the substitute. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Next, we have Lisa.
First of all, I am against the motion to reinstate him, and I want to say I strongly object to people characterizing this as permanently disenfranchising someone. This was not at all the intent of I was going to offer the motion. It was not the intent of the WBAI LSB, but there were certain conditions also of this that he has refused to meet, and that is one of the things, to issue an apology. He has never shown any regret for his behavior at all. In fact, he has continued to say he's not suspended, it was illegal, and continues to sit right at that board, refuses to listen to the chair when he's asked to be removed. He is supported by, well, I guess those who voted against the suspension have always said that it shouldn't have been, that he has the right to be sitting right there, and refuses to issue an apology for the behavior. And part of the thing about this, I mean, you have somebody who basically doesn't think he did anything wrong and refuses to apologize for it. That's part of the condition of what was put forward in the motion that was passed, that in addition to the suspension, that he apologized for what he did, which he has refused. You have somebody who doesn't think he did anything wrong. Also, there have been times, one time we wanted to hold an executive session. We were not able to do that because he refused to move from the table. And when he comes to those meetings, he sits at the board, he says he's not moving from it, he doesn't have to move, and he won't do it. And this
point of information?
It's not in order while the member's speaking.
Okay, afterwards. I'm sorry. I thought she was done. Forgive me. I apologize.
And so this has been a pattern. And you mean to tell me somebody who refuses to just issue an apology to say that it wasn't correct. And in terms of, you know, disenfranchising his member, I don't think that he ran under the pretext or whatever that he has the right to curse people out and say whatever he wants to offer racist comments and offensive things. I don't think he ran on those things. You know, if he ran and people voted for his right to do that, but I don't think he ran on those issues, that he would do that. And yet that's what he did. It went out, I mean, it was done publicly. It was videotaped, audiotaped, and everything in terms of his behavior. And he has not apologized, but he refuses to do so.
Okay. Evelyn, your point of information?
Am I understanding the member to say that the gentleman has continued, even under suspension, to be disruptive?
Well, you've never acknowledged
and has not met the requirement.
Yes, you are. He has not. And I will say he did not repeat the specific behavior that he did on that day, which was really outrageous, and it was just so offensive. But he has refused to acknowledge the suspension. There have been times when the chair has tried to call him into order, and he continues to interrupt anyway. He will not leave the board table. So we have just, for the most part, just to try to not let that stop us, because if we did, I mean, we would never get anything done. So we would go on, but when we're asked to take a vote on something, he votes anyway, and there's always objections raised when the chair does not count his vote. And I remembered one time, it wasn't that long ago, where we tried to hold an executive session. We could not hold it because he refused to leave. And he has always said that that the suspension was wrong, that he, you know, he's not with any, and the people, for the most part, who have been against the suspension have supported that. We have support by certain LSB members on that board for that position, but he's never even acknowledged it and said, you know, and won't apologize for it.
A point of information, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Don.
Do I understand that the penalty was losing voting rights, or do I misunderstand? Was he also expelled from the LSB and not allowed to attend without voting rights?
Can anybody from New York respond to that?
Yes, this is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
The motion as adopted says, resolve that LSB member Paul DiRanzo be suspended from membership on the WBI LSB for a period of 6 months. And then it talks about the conditions for his return with his written apology and pledging to conduct himself in an orderly manner in future meetings.
So he was banned from meetings?
No.
Well, he
banned from the meeting physically, just banned from the privileges of membership,
right,
which is voting.
Right, and what I'm saying is that he would sit at the board table, if he was still, you know, I'm saying that this is where he's going to sit. He has no right to be taken away. And when we would, you know, ask for votes, he'd vote anyway, although it was not counted.
And how long has he been banned?
The suspension was for 6 months, but he has refused to commit the condition of the suspension. It was clearly stated he must issue an apology before he returns, and he has refused to do that.
So how long has he been?
The question is for how long?
You mean how long has it been going on?
Yes.
How long has he been suspended?
Well, so far it was since last. I believe, Bob, please correct me.
March of 2005.
Right, March of 2005.
So 15 months.
Wow.
Okay, so, or 16 months.
Point of information.
Yes, Ambrose.
Bob, would you read the conditions? I've forgotten them.
Okay. Be it further resolved that before Paul DiRanzo is allowed to return to the LSB, he must apologize in writing to the LSB for his racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, and personal attacks, and pledge to conduct himself in an orderly manner in future meetings.
And he has failed to do any of that?
May I answer, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Not only has he failed to, but actually at one point some other members were pointing to the fact that on the night of the motion, when he was further disruptive, and that was added to the motion, that he was loudly disrupting the meeting, in the middle of that he wrote on a piece of paper with the motion on it the words, "I apologize," and kind of thrust it to the chair. And so other members were saying, well, he's already apologized, he's met the conditions. And about 2 months ago at a meeting, the chair allowed a member who wanted to ask him, well, why is that your apology, and, you know, why won't you meet the terms of the motion? And he said, actually, please consider that writing that I did null and void. That was absolutely a false apology, and it was based on coercion, and I didn't mean it, and I think this is an outrage. And he proceeded to be very vituperative. And he's been cited numerous times in the minutes for disruption since the original suspension.
Then why are we even considering this act?
Well, ridiculous. I'd be glad to answer the question if
I'd love to get an answer to that.
We hang on, I'll answer, because a member of the board put forth a motion to reverse the to reinstate the member.
Did that member have the knowledge that we now have?
I do not know. I do have a point of information, though. I believe I've seen something from Paul DiRienzo that, to my eyes, looked like an apology for behaviors. I'm searching for it in my email. Do other people recall having received something to that effect?
No.
Yeah, I do. Well, but I don't have it.
Bob, do you know, do you remember what it is I'm talking about? It was a sort of extensive note.
No.
I haven't seen that.
I'd like to acknowledge that this was not sent to the local board at WBAI.
No,
madam.
Okay. And I have not seen anything like that.
Okay.
Dave, did you hear me ask to be on the stack?
Oh, no, I did not. Who was that?
AC Bird also on the stack.
I didn't hear either one of you. I was off the call for a little bit. Who spoke before AC?
I beg your pardon?
Well, you were dialoguing with Bob and Lisa.
There was a woman's voice who said she'd like to be on the stack. Who was that?
Deb Shafter.
Deb, okay. Deb and then AC.
And Rayla Forrest, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we have about 5 minutes left in this.
And Bob, please.
Go for an extension of 10 minutes.
Well, our original motion was that we would stop promptly at 20 minutes and take this up further if people want it afterwards. So, but we can revisit that. So anyhow, there's a motion to extend. But how long, AC?
10 minutes.
Object.
How long?
Well, it can be 5 or 10 minutes.
Objective.
I have a feeling that given the objection, if we go to a vote, it's going to, well, whatever. There's been a motion to extend 5 or 10 minutes. Can you choose one?
10 minutes.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay. Objection I heard. So can you call the roll, Teresa?
Who did the objection? I didn't hear that.
Alan. I wanted to be able to participate in the programming committee discussion.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm willing to just say what I would say extemporaneously, and you guys can continue. But
10 minutes would still be before 11 o'clock. Can you call the roll, please, Teresa? Well, let me ask this. Is there any objection other than Alan's to an extension of 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none, we'll adopt it, and we can recognize Alan after the 10 minutes to make whatever statement cares to make, if that's acceptable to everybody. Okay, so now we have Deb, then AC, then Bob, then Ray, then Bob.
Okay, I will be as brief as I possibly can. On page 46 of Robert's Rules, the newly revised, it says unequivocally that two-thirds are required to remove the voting privileges of anyone. There was not a two-thirds vote at the original meeting, and I think that it's clear that people can be provoked. And although I am not condoning any kind of bad behavior, I don't think anybody can be required as an apology to acknowledge negative aspects of a personality, not necessarily it. I think that people can speak in anger and say things and not necessarily have those things. I would certainly hate to have everything I've said ever held against me as a character trait. And I think that a demand for an apology that acknowledges that he is a base character is out of order altogether. Further, the most egregious thing is that Robert's Rules is very, very clear that any offense brought before a board must be absolutely held in secret, and the content of the matter must not even be discussed outside of a closed meeting. And this was not only discussed, it was put up on a website. So I think that while I don't condone any kind of bad behavior, I think it's clear that Paul DiRienzo has lots of case for acting badly. Now, I would hope that on reinstatement that he would prove this word only because of those matters. But certainly he should never have been removed to begin with without a two-thirds vote.
Point of information?
Go ahead.
Paul DiRienzo did this in a public meeting, very public, in front of everybody. So
it doesn't matter.
Excuse me. Point of information.
I'm talking, thank you. He did it publicly, openly, in front of the people who attended, the audience and everything.
A point of information parliamentarily is a question.
I'm sorry.
Asked to clarify something. It's not a point of clarification. AC?
Based on the evidence submitted by the representatives from New York, I want to agree with Ambrose, who said that why are we discussing this? I think that the board would be in a bad position to try to act on an allegation of this sort and pass in a resolution one way or the other unless you just dismiss it or remand it back to the LSB to be addressed. Otherwise, it's handled by the personnel committee. I think it could be referred there, but I think that it would be a mistake to try to vote today to reseat this person, given that he has not not apologized, not carried out the provisions that the LSB required. He would be disrespectful of the LSB, as well as it would be the board taking stands on issues that they don't have absolute proof of. So I think that my position would be against any restoration of this member, because I think it would put us in the position of condoning his behavior. And if you think that the board really believes that the matter should be further looked into, then I would urge that it be referred to the personnel committee.
Okay. Do you want to make that motion?
Yes.
Actually, if I may, just in terms of our procedures, personnel is really having to do with personnel, i.e. staff. This is, I believe, more a question for governance.
Well, in that case, I would refer it back to the LSB.
Okay, there's a motion to refer the question to the WBAI LSB. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. I'll take two pro and two con on the motion to refer. Who's speaking in favor? All right, well, we've heard in favor. Against?
Don White.
Yep, Shafto.
Levarne has not spoken yet to this, so Levarne, will you go ahead?
Thank you very much, Dave. Yeah, I think that Shafto has outlined in terms of Robert's Rules on this issue, and I think 16 months of taking away the rights of the people who selected Mr. Lorenzo to the board, I think is not not consistent with our desire to have a democracy, media democracy. And again, the point that, you know, two-thirds needed to remove the person, that was not done. I think that, you know, any behavior.
Levarne, this is on the motion to refer, not on the underlying.
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't think it should be referred to governance. I think the person has been suspended for 16 months. I think that we need to act on this now. Thank you.
Thank you. Speaking in favor of the referral?
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll take somebody speaking in favor of referral.
No. Yeah, I would speak in Rip Robbins here.
Go ahead, Rip.
I would speak in favor of referral because what I'm looking at, although I think that there should be some language added that the second person who was voted by that constituency should replace this individual.
Okay. just as a technical matter, there's no way I believe to determine whose constituency would be second. And that would constitute a removal, I believe. But in any case, who would like to speak in favor? Go ahead, Rip. Did you have something further?
No, I had more to speak about the original motion, but
we're just
that's
on referral.
Out of order at this time.
Is there another person speaking opposed to referral? I heard Don and Deb.
Yes.
Don, why don't you go?
We're playing a game here because this issue has been referred in the past. And with all due respect, I'm not questioning the motives, but whenever the board comes down to trying to make a decision on this long suspension of a member of our subcommittee in New York, there's always a motion to refer. And basically, it's because people don't want to stand up and face directly, win or lose. I think we should not refer this again. It's been referred. This would not be the first time. And what happens is it's referred, and then a small committee makes a decision. This board needs to stand up and vote whether to sustain this very, very long suspension or whether it wants to return the member of the LSB and monitor behavior to see if he has indeed changed. So I think this is a cop-out to refer.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes?
I'd just like to ask a question. Isn't his return to that LSB board in his own hands? All he has to do is, I understand, and the reason I asked the question, all he has to do is to give a written apology. Now, do I make a mistake there?
I'm going to pass over that because it's not to the question of the referral.
Point of information.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well,
because there's no need to refer or even consider referral if his position is in his own hands. All he has to do is write a letter of apology. That's all. Unless the information is wrong.
Mr. Chair, I would like to respond to it. This is Teresa.
Hang on a second. I'd like somebody from New York who has more specific knowledge of the terms of the suspension.
This is Bob. I can answer.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'll just reread it again because I think the motion is very clear on what how he can get back on the board. Sorry, one second. Okay. Be further resolved that before Paul DiRienzo is allowed to return to the LSB, he must apologize in writing to the LSB for his racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, and personal attacks, and pledge to conduct himself in an orderly manner in future meetings.
So it's in his hands.
Yes. Yes.
He's empowered to do it himself. All right. That's all I need to know.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I think it was Don who mentioned that this matter was referred to a committee before. What was the outcome of the referral?
Bob, you're on governance.
No,
Don
was mentioning it.
But I'm asking somebody who was on the committee to which it was referred, which I believe was governance.
Yeah, I was on governance then. Let's see.
Well, I can answer for last year it was referred to governance, and the committee considered it at great length and then voted to recommend that the suspension be upheld. It was then voted on by the PNB, I think around May of last year, and they ratified the committee's recommendation and voted to uphold the suspension.
That's correct.
That's correct. I remember that.
Dave, I'd like to speak.
Point of information.
Well, Dave. Wait, hang on. We've taken two pro and two con. I want to go to
call the question, Mr. Chairman.
We haven't taken a second con, did we? One more con on the motion to refer. Do you want to do that, Rosalinda? Are you speaking in opposition to referring? I mean, in favor of referring. Excuse me. Are you speaking in favor of referring?
No.
Okay. Can we have one more statement in favor of referral before we take a vote on whether or not to refer it?
Uh-uh. Yeah, I'll give it.
Okay. Then let's just go straight to a vote. Teresa, can you please call... this is on the motion to refer to the WBAI-LSB.
To refer, a point of information, Mr. Chair, to refer where?
Teresa Allen.
The
to refer the question of Paul D. Rienzo's reinstatement to the WBI LSB.
Okay.
Are we voting?
Yeah, we're as soon as you call the roll, we are.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I was
wait, put on
about 3 minutes.
Dave.
I was off the call.
Mr. Chair.
Dave, 1 second, please.
I thought
there was another amendment that would have referred it. Another amendment.
There were a couple of amendments, but none of them will be before us if we refer it to the committee. The motion to refer takes precedent.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, can
you mean to the board?
You mean to the governance committee or the board or the LSD?
The board.
This is to refer the whole question, including the amendments, et cetera, to the WBII LSP. What is it, Lydia?
Because I had understood that it was to refer to governance.
I suggested governance would be superior, and the member made the motion to refer it to the LSB, not to governance.
Correct.
Is that correct, AC?
Yes, but I wanted to ask a clarifying question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I wanted
to ask a question, too, Dave. So
okay.
If he gets to ask his question, I'd like to ask mine.
Fine. Go ahead, AC.
Okay. Well, first, I'd like to hear. I was unaware that the board had actually voted to uphold the suspension.
That's my
question. Okay. What's your question?
Well, my question is that would there be an objection to referring it to the committee by the representatives from the BAI?
I think we'll determine that in the vote. Let's just ask. Is there any objection from the WBI LSB members to that referral?
I have a question. Now, the referral includes the amendments that the LSB be asked to contact non-violence communication organizations and so on. Does that include that?
It would include all of the things relevant to the motion.
All of them. Whatever you decided.
Linda?
I just wanted to follow up on Ambrose's point about the actual motion. If the member has not actually complied with the motion, then isn't all this a moot point?
Sure.
I don't believe so. No.
No, it just not.
It is a moot point. I believe we do have the power to move reinstatement, and it's also unclear to me as it has always been unclear whether whether a provision can be placed on it that it has.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair.
I didn't hear what you were. You're finished. Your thoughts.
Well, I believe that the board does have the power to move reinstatement. The LSP is a committee of this board, so we do have authority over it. Mm-hmm. I'll leave the other question aside because I haven't researched.
I have another question, Mr.
Chair. I
call
the orders of the day.
Mr. Chair?
And a point of personal privilege from Alan.
The orders of the day have been called, which means that if I'm correct, clarify for me, Bob, do we have to move on immediately or do we take the vote that is before us?
The orders of the day was that we voted, I believe it was a 10-minute extension about 20 minutes ago, so we're over time, and there's a member who's asked that we've agreed that he can address us before 11 a.m. West Coast, and that's almost here. So.
Indeed.
Okay,
the question I have
is a parliamentary one of whether or not we hold any pending votes the orders are called.
Yes, according to Robert's rules, what we would do, we already have expired time. So at this point, we go to the item we previously agreed to go to, and then we can resume where we left off and hold our vote on this other matter after.
Right, that's my understanding, too.
Okay, go ahead, Alan, with your...
I'm going to join you guys at halftime and see where you are in the programming discussion, because obviously you guys are in the midst of something, and I'm just going to... I think what I say is going to be forgotten, but I certainly encourage the National Programming Initiative to go forward with as much participation, since the budget of such a project is controlled by this board. I think it's appropriate that part of this board be involved in the evolution of that. And I think an ongoing dialogue with the programming committee is absolutely appropriate. I'm definitely in the spirit of having as many voices participating in it as possible. And, you know, hopefully not with every decision coming from the programming committee. I don't think that would be the outcome. But I really do think we're at a point where the network would benefit from the effort to develop more national programming. And I do think that the months of September and October, when the nation starts to focus on the elections, will... It's a great opportunity, and I'll be back at halftime. It's game on. We're 45 seconds in, and guess what? The score is 0-0.
Yeah,
so,
thank you.
What else? Oh, the game is
Mr.
on
Mr. Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm off. Bye-bye.
Yes,
can
Teresa,
you hear me, Mr.
What
Chair?
Yes, Teresa, what is
it? Okay, I have a point of information. Isn't it a matter of opinion that that DiRienzo has not apologized? Because
yes.
You did write, I apologize. So that is a matter of opinion. Is it also a matter of opinion about him having a plan to correct his behavior? Because it doesn't say that he has to write that. He may have a plan for improving his behavior. Thank you.
Mr.
Chair.
Please, excuse me. I'd like to call everybody to order. The orders that day were called, we're no longer on that issue. We're now on the motion by Lane. We will return to that issue, time permitting, if there is a motion to take it up again. The item before us is the motion by Lane, which reads that the programming committee be off.
Oh, no.
No. I'll finish reading it.
Okay.
That the program committee be now we can hear you.
Okay. So it's that the programming committee be authorized to work with the ED to develop criteria and budget parameters for a national program to complement Democracy Now. Such a program shall be a genuine collaboration with news staff, journalists, producers, and programmers from Pacifica's 5 stations. That's what's before us now.
Can I speak to that in terms of asking a couple of questions?
Go ahead.
Yes, thanks. This is Greg. I need a kind of clarification on two parts of this. One is the whole issue of budget parameters, because obviously the National Finance Committee would already be involved in establishing budgets, and I don't know that there's a precedent for. I want to know what budget parameters means, because I don't know that there's a precedence for the programming committee to be involved in establishing a budget or approving a budget. So it's a question of what that phrase means. And then on the second sentence, I'd like to know the intent, because given other discussion that's going on around this question, the question is whether it's to be exclusive, because obviously you know that I have also involved people in addition to news staff, journalists, and producers, programmers from Pacifica's 5 stations, other people who are with affiliate stations, people who have been formally involved or are tangentially involved with Pacifica. And so is it meant to be exclusive, or is it simply meant to say, well, you should involve some people from these stations? You know, so I kind of need to know the intent a little bit more clearly before I can really say how I feel about the motion as it's stated.
Mr. Chair?
Ambrose, do you want to respond
you know, this has been hanging on for some time. What it was to simply implement what the program committee had come up with and what the board had come up with, and just put it in language to get it going. The budget parameters, every proposal that comes before this board is supposed to have some idea of what the budget ramifications are. That's all it is. And I would suggest, of course, that the CFO be involved, as well as the finance committee, in terms of reviewing what the programming committee, the ED, and the other folks who are developing this program come up with. It's very simple. There's nothing behind it at all. It's just to get it off the ground. We've been talking about national programming, and this was a motion to get it off the ground.
Okay.
Mary Berkley.
And the second point, Ambrose, the second point about the question of staff involvement versus affiliates and others not who are not members of the staff, paid or unpaid.
Well, anybody can amend this. This had to do with the talent within Pacifica to work with the ED and the programming committee to develop the best programming possible.
So it's not meant to be exclusive?
Of course not.
No.
Okay, Mary?
Yes, Ambrose says that it would be the CFO, but I think myself it's inappropriate for the programming committee to be developing budget parameters. I think Greg's question is well taken. I don't know if I need to make an amendment to saying that the budget would be developed by the finance committee and the CFO.
Later.
Just as a point of process.
But I have to make that amendment.
Hello? Point of process. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
As a point of process, generally what happens is the Finance Committee reviews budgets.
Right.
We don't produce budgets.
Mm-hmm.
The CFO is a member of that committee. Rob?
Yeah, from the Programming Committee perspective, it is not our job to produce programming, so we would, of course, like to see what the budgets are. But it is not our job to review and approve the budgets for this programming.
Right.
Any more than it is for us to tell Greg that affiliates may not be involved, or if he wants to bring an outside expert in to a particular program to participate, that he can't do that. I would like to just point out some basic background issues on this that I think are key. One is that the last time there was a network collaboration to produce a national programming, it was in 1996. We created Democracy Now!, which now raises $1 out of every $4 for the network. Since that time, no new program has been produced by management. In addition to that, the network programming infrastructure that we used to have no longer exists. And in the case of the International Spanish Language Program, which the board passed a resolution to establish recently, the local stations did not put in place a collaborative structure to move that forward. So I think it is part of the job of governance to see that we begin moving on this. Secondly, or in the fourth place, we don't do program evaluation. In many cases, we don't have program directors or news directors or producers at some of our stations. So the local programming infrastructure is falling away. The last time we did audience research in 1998 for the network, we showed that the average age of our listeners had moved above 50. We have no national policies for growth in audience or to attract new listeners, and I'm only aware of KPFK that actually has a station policy of bringing new voices onto the air. I would like to point out as well that revenues at all stations are not keeping pace with the expenditures at the local stations. Many of our stations are also experiencing difficulty in meeting their pledge goals. And, in fact, if you look at what happened to many of our local stations in the pledge drives, we're losing more listeners on an annual basis than we pick up, listener members, so to speak. So I would point out that it is critical that we begin acting as a network to approach the issue of programming so that we not only don't lose our local station infrastructure for programming, but so that we don't begin losing our audiences nationwide. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Point of information.
Yes.
Ambrose, can you clarify when you say a national program to complement Democracy Now!, is it your intent that this would be a daily program, and did you have a time in mind, like 1 hour, or what are you intending? What are you thinking?
My intent was to get us off the dime, and that the programming committee and the ED are the ones who are supposed to get us off the dime for a national program to complement Democracy Now! I had no whether it's going to be an hour or 2 hours. I had nothing like that in mind. It was to get us off the dime. We've been talking about this for months. We haven't done a thing. And I'm saying that since we now have a programming committee, we now have an ED.
Mr. Chair.
Let's get the criteria developed for a national program, and since every one of us who makes a proposal has to come up with a budget criteria of some kind, that we do it. That's simple. There's nothing complicated about this.
quick follow-up. I didn't get clear. Do you mean
the answer
daily?
Was that he the answer was clear. He's not specifying time or frequency. He's specifying who
that's
knows.
Up to the committee and
absolutely
the
not.
And the group.
Mr. Chair, Teresa on the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I think that we ought to take Democracy Now! Out of this. And say that the programming committee be authorized to work with the ED to develop criteria and budget parameters for a national program. Or just put for national programming. That's what I think.
There's been a motion to amend, to change the motion that the that the programming committee be authorized to work with the ED to develop criteria and budget parameters for national programming. Do you
for
want
national
to it?
Programming.
We're already doing that.
Oh, excuse me. Do you want to leave intact the second sentence that says such a program or such programming shall be a genuine collaboration, et cetera?
So the second sentence would be such programming shall.
Okay.
Can I speak to that?
That's the amendment. Is there a second to the amendment?
I'll second that.
Can I speak to that just briefly?
Seconded. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, since there's been discussion, a lot of, you know, discussion back and forth between what I intended or what I'm actually proposing to date, and I wanted to quote myself from precisely what I told the PMB about 4 weeks ago in my report to you. And I said, and I'm quoting, talking about a sustained commitment to national news and public affairs programming, the first step, one I've been working on, is a new and original network program that responds to current events during the fall election season. I see it, and that does not mean that I'm not open to change, as a 10-week series, 5 days a week, that combines serious discussion with humor and music and showcases talent from within and beyond our organization. Once election season ends, we should use the same time slot to showcase successful programs from our stations and affiliates for a limited but potentially renewable period. In 2007, I suggest that we use this new network time slot for another 10-week series, and of course, again, negotiable, this one focusing on race in America. And I just wanted on the record what it is that I have proposed, not that this obviously won't be modified by the programming committee and budgeted and so forth, but there are three parts to it. One is to have a short-term series, which might go beyond 10 weeks, but I'm not proposing that. Secondly, to take that opening to put local programs that are successful at our stations on the air nationally, and third, to develop another series next year on a limited basis initially, but hopefully it'll be successful, to focus on race in America. That's what's on the table from my perspective and what I'm trying to work toward and will work toward with the committee and anyone else.
Point of information. Mr. Chair, that's the kind of specificity that should be done in collaboration.
I'm here now, I don't. So.
Yeah. In collaboration with the programming committee.
Yeah.
To develop a national program. This motion has nothing to do with that kind of specificity. It has the thrust.
Just to,
Point
of information is a question. This is really a point of elaboration.
Well, my question is, why should that specificity be considered in conjunction with this motion? This motion is different.
I'm not arguing with your motion. I'm simply putting on the record. I'm simply putting on the record what I proposed as opposed to what people have implied that I've proposed.
Okay, I would like to make an observation. My concern with the motion as it's stated is it isn't clear what the nature of the relationship being proposed here is, at least not to me. So I could see if we pass this motion, I can see questions remaining as to what it means for the two to work together. And I think that in the course of this debate, we need to clarify crucially the question of who is authorized at what point to move this forward. Are we granting that to the executive director? Do we want the board to decide that? Do we, what do we want
Ambrose says we need to get off the dime. I don't see in here the provisions that determine at what point who gets us off the dime. So it's a concern for debate, and I hope that in debate perhaps some of those questions can be clarified through motions that are specific.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, I heard Sarve.
Yes,
Teresa.
And did I also hear Lisa? Lisa,
yes,
you have a soft voice. Was that you?
And Lydia.
And
Lydia.
Yeah, I heard both of them.
Okay, I'm going to go Sarve, Lisa, Mary,
Lydia.
Yeah. Teresa.
Mine is just point of information, and then I'll get on the stack.
Okay.
Is under consideration is the amendment that Teresa Allen made?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, Teresa's amendment is to change it to say that the programming committee be authorized to work with the ED to develop criteria and budget parameters for national programming. Such programming shall be a genuine collaboration, et cetera. That's the amendment that's before us. And you're first on the stack, so you can go ahead.
I'll collect my thoughts. I'll come back. Thank you.
Okay, Lisa?
Okay, and if somebody else has brought this up, please forgive me, because I, believe it or not, got bumped off this call and recently had to get back on. and I hear the concerns that are being expressed about programming and, you know, can, you know, appreciate what the motion here is saying. But, you know, I'm part of the programming committee, and I know that this is a grueling process and longer than people would perhaps like it to be, but we are trying to work on, and Rob, please feel free to jump in and correct me if you need to, but work on putting together a programming policy that would address some of these issues in terms of how national programming or how we think national programming should be initiated, you know, the collaboration process and the things of that nature. And I just think that before this board as a body passes any motion pertaining to national programming, that and we are working hard in trying to get our resolutions passed out of the committee, our proposed program, but that we should really hear from the programming committee. Some of these things we are taking into consideration, that's being discussed. So I'm very bad with parliamentary procedures, but you know, I think that this.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I'm sorry, that maybe it's the connection I have. But I said I'm bad with parliamentary and procedures, but I think that a motion like this, I think that we need to see the programming committee, the proposed policy that we're working on trying to hurriedly pass before we begin to pass any more motions about national programs.
I think what you're proposing is a motion to postpone consideration until adoption of programming policy.
Right, or either to refer this to the programming committee, because we are discussing these very issues that Ambrose is raising in this. We are discussing this, you know, right now in the programming
committee. Okay, do you want to move to postpone or to refer?
I know this is not answering your question, but I say either or. I mean,
if you want to defer and let somebody else propose one or the other, you can do that too. But if you're going to move, you've got
to... Mr. Chair, I'd like to address the issue in turn.
Yes.
Lisa, would you like to make the motion to refer, postpone, or would you like to just defer for now and let somebody else...
Yeah, I'll defer for now and let other people say things.
I've got Rob on the stack, but Mary's next, and then Lydia, Teresa, and then Rob.
Yeah, I would make a motion to... postpone this because now you said propose. I'm not sorry. Dave, you said postpone or refer. You're talking about postponing it until what? Because
I had suggested that what I was hearing Lisa say was to postpone until the board adopts a national programming policy.
Yeah, I would. I'll make that
its entirety.
I would make that motion.
Okay, there's been a motion to postpone until we adopt a programming policy. And I'll note that we have adopted elements of a programming policy,
mm-hmm.
so you have to specify at what point we've adopted enough policy to satisfy your the intent of your motion.
Okay, until the policy is specific with regard to what is meant by national programming. There's this confusion all the time about Democracy Now! Being a nationally instituted program. It started as a local program.
Let me just clarify the motion.
So,
is the motion to postpone until the PNB adopts explicit policy on the creation of national programming?
On the scope and definition of national programming. Right now we don't have
it. On the scope and definition of national programming.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so that's the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so we're now discussing, I'll take two pro and two con on postponing.
This is Teresa.
Dave, until we define
Dave, the permission.
Hang on.
At what point can I offer an amendment to this?
If we don't, at this point, if we postpone, then you won't be able to amend until later. If we defeat the motion to postpone, then it would be in order to amend at this point. So who would like to speak opposed to postponing?
I would.
Okay, Teresa?
I'm on the programming committee. Just everyone here, think of another radio station and think about how they come up with programs that you listen to. Do you really think that they would discuss this literally for hours and postpone it? You know, so much is happening in the world, and we need to get this program organized. We have an ED who I don't think is acting like a petty tyrant. He wants to coordinate and collaborate, and he's starting the work that will eventually be done by the program coordinator. Please, either pass Lane's motion or my substitute. The only reason I, you know, my amendment, the only reason I suggested national programming is that because he actually has a plan for continuing, and I just don't think that we should put the name of another program in our motion. But I don't care if you pass Lane's motion or my motion. I'm for Lane. Let's get off the dime here. Let our ED do this. It needs to be done. Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
you'd like to speak for postponement, Ray? Go ahead.
Ms. Ray, yes. I think that the suggestion, the model that was proposed for national programming is a clear evidence. The discussions around that are clear evidence that we don't have an act together. People are getting the car ready to move, just get on the road, and the road itself is not ready. So my own conception of national programming would include the participants in the network, a decision process that is clear and supported by the majority of people and so on. So I would strongly support that we, without do it in a delay and that kind of in an expeditious fashion, to look at the modicum of the modality of functioning of as was said before, not only the definition of what is national programming and also how it will function. What are the steps that we do take to bring shows about? And this is clearly not in place.
Can I get on the stack? This is Greg, too.
We're after we deal with the motion to postpone, Rob? Rob, you're speaking opposed to postponement?
We can't hear you, Rob.
He's muted, maybe?
Greg, did you want to speak to the question of postponement?
Yes, I will. I just want to clarify two points. One is that part of what you adopted already as a PNB relates directly to this question. You adopted provisions of the National Programming Policy which define what programming is and what the intent behind it is, the involvement of affiliate programming, and the process by which programming will be developed. So you don't have every element in place, but you have a number of elements in place, which my proposal is, in fact, based upon. And in addition, that nothing in my proposal precludes exactly the involvement that is being proposed, especially in taking local programs nationally. Obviously, LSBs and others at local stations would have to be involved in such decisions.
Rob, are you back yet? Okay, would anybody else like to speak in opposition to postponement? OK, Okay. Would anybody else like to speak in favor of postponement?
Yes, I would. I made the motion.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yes. I don't... What I am raising, the scope and definition of national programming, is not in the parts that we passed. We just it defines what national programming is. It says there's such an entity. But whether this is a national office that is, and the budget comes out of there, none of that is defined. Where the programming originates, now the proposal we have been looking at is that it originates not in any of the stations, but basically people on the top or outside the stations. My concern is with the mission of this network, and I'm sorry if people get tired of hearing that, but this is what this network is about. It is not like other networks. Teresa's question, what other stations? We don't have other stations like that. We have corporate underwriting that runs the programming and many decisions in the so-called public stations, and otherwise we have for-profit stations where those things determine the programming. We don't have that. There's nothing in our mission that speaks to a need to grow the audience, but we do have...
Mary, I'd like you to restrict your comments
okay.
to the postponement.
Okay, yeah. The postponement is because we are going down a road that is... We are talking about we all want national programming. We are not on the page as to what we want and what is meant. People who are new to this institution don't even know what went down before and where that kind of national programming went. And until we get this defined and clarified so we can all know that we're on the same page, I don't want to proceed in this. It's a very sloppy way of proceeding. We really have not got the scope and definition before us at all.
Okay.
We're not none of us talking about the same things here.
Okay, Rob, last comment. You're speaking opposed to postponement.
Rob Robinson.
Is that correct? Rob?
Yeah, I'm sorry I got cut off the call.
Okay, you're speaking opposed to postponement?
Yeah, I'm opposed to postponement. I think we're very confused. What the programming committee is trying to...
Oh, no. Rob, we can't hear you again.